Okay, let's start. New masach, the new box on top. Lifnei Eden Shel, this is very easy daf tomorrow. This is very simple. Got it. Maybe we can do two daf. We hold you, don't hold back. We can do two daf. Lifnei Eden Shel, Vechavim Shleish Yom, also lost this. Lost this is a very famous well-known gemara. 3 days before their holiday, you're not allowed to do business. Why? Because what's the time to Rosh
Hashanah? Is it a holiday? Kratzer?
Whenever their holiday is, they worship an idol. Whatever it is, they have holidays, all different pagans throughout the history of the world. And 3 days before their holiday, you are not allowed to engage in business with a pagan, one who worships an idol, because we have to take into consideration that they're successful. When we do business, so they're successful. They have earned money. They will attribute their success to their god, right. or they will take the money that you give them, and they will use it as an offering to their god. So it's one of two things: either they're going to go on their holiday. You can do 3 days before their holiday. You can do business, so they'll be successful in a very good mood. And when they go into their temple to do whatever they do, they're going to give thanks to their god because of you. There's no lifnei by a guy. No. This is not.
What do I care?
We don't want. That's what Chazal said. Like, you're saying very good.
There is a damn thing.
By a guy, there's no lifnei by a guy. I don't think so. For a guy, no, even that, certainly not. I don't believe the lifnei.
I don't think so.
So you want to be accurate? Let's see the Rashi. How Rashi very precisely defines the prohibition. All of the reasons why you're not allowed to engage in business, Mishum, the Azil Umaydeh. Rashi, the Pshad is they will give thanksgiving. That's what it says. They're going to give that. It's a special Takonas Chazal. It's not, this is the Chazal, it's not a pasuk in the Torah. It's a Takonas Chazal, they're going to give thanks to their idols. On the day of their Hal. The word Idoi means destruction, it is a euphemism. Aid means a tragedy.
Oh.
Okay, that's what it means in Tanakh. Aid. And it's a euphemism for the day of their festival. They think they have what to celebrate. The truth is, it's not a celebration. It's a tragedy for them. It's a tragedy for the world. Okay? She'ela b'midi. Then it goes on to discuss about the word of the four. Now look at Taisvus. Taisvus says something a little different. Taisvus says... Aser, the third Taisvus, long Taisvus. Okay, let us see over here what the pshat over here is. Aser, perish a contrast, mishum the azel b'yayim idoy umayde la'avaydes kachavim mitoich, period. Mitoich l'shoynei mashma, shirot zolaymar, af mimekach memkar. Then he goes into a whole discussion. Jump down to Rabbeinu Tam. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down after it gets one in Taisvus. Rabbeinu Tam, Hayim Mefarish, also lost his philosophy, Simorim, the Dafka, Bimidi Ditak Reuves. Not business. Business, you can do business. What, they're going to thank your gods? Who cares? Who cares? That's not your problem. You're going to enable them to offer sacrifices. Do not engage in business where animals. You will send them animals, or you'll send them incense, or you'll send them whatever
that
they need.
Because
then they're going to use what you have given them as an object of service.
Correct.
V'loy ari klal biliknois, to purchase, for sure you can buy. You're taking away from them. If they have animals and you buy an animal, you're preventing them from using this animal as a sacrifice. So therefore, there's a very big nafnida off the bat between Rashi and Tosafot. According to Rashi, the whole issue over here is the issue is giving thanks. Giving thanks, it does not.
Then that's giving thanks. I don't get Rashi's
success. If you get successful, if you go, and you engage in business, so whatever you do, whether you buy, whether you sell, you have brought about success. They have that successful.
Who's successful?
The guy.
How are they successful?
You walk into their store. What's the problem?
Casual.
I don't understand. You walk into a person's store, they're successful.
Good.
You bought.
You're not allowed to walk into their store,
or
they're not allowed to come into my store?
To your store. Either or.
If they come into my store,
they're happy. They buy presents. They're very happy. They have what to eat. They have what to drink. They buy something. It's a very big simcha. They buy from you a refrigerator. They buy from you a television. They buy from you a video camera. They go into a Jewish store and they buy from someone an object which they can use to enhance their lives. They have tremendous simcha. But you don't have simcha when you buy a new appliance in your home. When you buy a new appliance, you have simcha, you go buy a new washing machine, a new dryer, a new oven, you make a new bathroom, you don't have simcha, you do these things, of course you have simcha. Oh, but you paid plenty of money, you paid your hard-earned money, so what? That's what this life is all about. You work and you go and after you earn money and you go and you buy something. So they have tremendous simcha, shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh, to buy a new washing machine. And to whom are they going to express their gratitude that they were zeichah to buy a new washing machine? To who? To the gods, to the avodah zarah. So according to Rashi, you're not allowed to engage in business with them a ki hu zeh within 3 days, because they will have simcha. If you buy from them, they have more money in the bank. If they buy from you, knew they've bought something of use, they're happy. Therefore, they have simcha.
So
they go to
their
church.
Their simcha and my simcha?
It's
both?
Their simcha. Their
okay,
simcha.
I want to know if it's the simcha that
no,
I'm getting.
No, you have any simcha.
Because why? They're buying these appliances for me.
So what? So they both
so
have
I'm happy.
Simcha.
I'm happy.
You're happy and they're happy.
Good.
Everyone is happy.
The issue is not
so
right.
It's not your happiness. We don't care about your happiness.
We don't care about me.
We care their happiness.
Okay, I just want to know.
And they're going to take their happiness, they're going to channel their happiness as a way of thanking their God.
Okay.
So it's their happiness that we're concerned with. So it is forbidden for us to engage with them in business in any way whatsoever, because this will allow them, this will bring to them an enjoyment.
Okay.
And their enjoyment they're going to channel to their God. So
right.
You are enabling. You are an enabler.
Okay. Right.
Now, the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. He says, who cares about simcha? What we care about is that if you're going to engage in business, they're going to be able to take the objects
right.
they buy from you and use
sense.
It as an offering to their gods.
Right.
Therefore, there are two major nafkamines.
Even if a Yid sells an animal to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there can be two major nafkamines. Number one is you're only not allowed to sell to them objects which they will use in their church.
Yeah.
Number two, you're only not allowed to sell.
You're allowed to buy
an animal.
Anything. You're allowed to buy whatever you want because you take away from them. So these are the two major nafkaminas.
You have to know that applies in later times. Many of
them so the Bisman does not apply. Bisman is halacha l'maisa is not very much halacha l'maisa. Not much halacha l'maisa. When it comes to avodah zara, because Bisman is they're not really there are no real holidays really from most from where we live in America. These are not really holidays, and even the Gaimu do avodah zara, it's only called minik avoseinu b'yodeinu. They don't even believe in it. They just do it today from work.
They really believe divinity and Trinity.
But they're not attributing their success 3 days before the 25th of December. Halacha l'maisa, if I'm not mistaken, the Pesukim will say there's no issue whatsoever. Bizman hazeh.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to certainly refer to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, they're not offering any sacrifices to Yeshu. And according to Rashi, also. Today, Bisman Hazeh, are they giving Hoidah?
Yes, you've seen that. You've ever seen Catholics, they knock on the, when you say, how are you? Instead of saying, thank God, they knock on the wood. You know what that means? With the crucifix. It's problematic.
It's not anything more today than it is the 3 days before their holiday than it is every single day.
Okay.
Maybe you'll tell me if you'll tell me there are people, there are priests, there are certain, they're so religious, they're so modest, they're really Arangaton in this. Maybe Taka, you're right. But the game that I know, I have to remind them, tomorrow is the 25th, there's no work tomorrow.
Okay,
they're not, they're not, they're not, they're not, them. They're not so religious. Okay, they're not so religious. Weiter. It's like some of my father once said that he's telling people, don't talk during davening. Even in the church, the goyim, they have respect. When they go to church, they don't talk.
We have
they
to
don't
learn
talk.
From them.
So if they don't talk during davening, how can we be mevazach Hashem and talk in the Beis HaKnesses?
Yeah, yeah.
So one of the Baal Dabal Avadim says, Rabbi, I want to tell you something. I know. I used to go to church.
Aye, aye, aye.
And talk during church also.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. Wow.
Nice to show you, Kafa.
But in ancient times, it used to be, you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
Zohar Kodesh writes it. Zohar Kodesh, it looked like you could hear a pin drop.
Arizal.
Yeah, himself.
No, I'm saying Shmuel Chai writes this.
Fascinating.
That's interesting. This is a fascinating
this
story.
This guy said, Rabbi, I used to go to church.
We also
telling
talk.
You, I used to go to church. They talk there also, so this is not a problem.
Wow. Through that, he didn't make a kitrik. He was
mad
to the kitrik.
So lefneidim, shelevgachav, before their holidays, shleisha yamim, also lo seis, imohen yelad, do gage in business.
So this talks about lefneiva, which is
the side. Oh, so what did he say?
Because that's what I remember.
Excellent, gvaldik.
Gvaldik.
Arizal knows
the
Arizal.
Maybe she should give the share.
Yeah, I think so. I agree.
Mashar, right? Mashar said,
so what did he say? So he says, what did he say to lefneiva? Okay, so that's the same. So the Baal is, he says, point is, don't walk out today without knowing the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What's the time why you're not allowed to engage in business, Rashi? Because Hoida, Tosfos from Tikroves, Avodas Kochavim, offerings of Avodah Zarah. Two Nafkaminas. Nafkaminim one is buying. Are you allowed to buy? According to Tosfos, yes. According to Rashi, no. Number two is even selling only objects which can be used as an offering. If the object cannot, if you're going to go sell a radio, you're not going to offer radio to the Avodah Zarah. They only can offer an animal to the Avodah Zarah. You're going to offer incense to the Avodah Zarah. Maybe Kalim, you want to go a fancy, and they're going to use chandeliers, chvestish, but they're not going to go offer things which you're going to use. Now, what is included in business? What's called business? Well, here the Gemara in the Mishnah says, lahash ilan, you may not lend them something. Even lending is forbidden. Now, lending over here refers to money. Rashi makes the point in saying the money over here is sheila is money, because if money is milvin lehoitza nidan, when you lend a person money, it's their money. The obligation is abstract. What they have to repay back is not cash. They have to pay back an abstract obligation. So in the meantime, they have the money in their possession 100%. But if you lend someone an object, I'm lending you an animal. That's not a simcha for them. They do not attribute the fact that I have in my possession. They do not.
It only applies for money.
Money, because money is milvei lehoitza nidna. Okay, lahashilon uvelishol mehem. Okay, velishol mehem. Do you have any house a gemara with a zara maybe at home? You mentioned that.
I mean, I may have it somewhere, but I don't know where.
Maybe you can buy one, because every night it's going to go. It goes on. Because every night we have this issue over here. We take away from the share. Okay. Velishol mehem. What about borrowing? What about borrowing from them? Are you allowed to borrow from a non-Jew? The answer is no. Okay, lahalvaysam,
I'm sorry, I made him say, ashila
means, that means an object. Look at the way, lahalva means money, sheila means an object. Look at Rashi, sheila, b'midi d'hodak, you're going, behem of a kelim, the siv, ki yishal ish, me'im, me'es, me'reyu, mil, midi loyhodar ben, kun mos, the siv sham, kesef tal v'esami, the mil v'loy tzanin, m'shalim loy mos tachem. So if the Rashi is telling us the translation of the two words, it means a loan or an object.
You're not allowed
to engage, you're not allowed to lend them or borrow from them or give them money or borrow from them money, either way.
Because how can we do that nowadays?
Only 3 days before the holiday.
Only 3 days. Okay.
3 days before the holiday.
Forgive me. Lavois is referring to objects.
No, that's sheela. Sheela is
objects.
You made
a mistake.
I made a mistake.
This
yes.
is referring to money.
Yes,
okay.
Bad sign. A mistake in the first line of the mission. Already off to a bad start. Taita lahash ilan uvelishol mehem lehalvaisem to lend the money or velulvaisem to borrow money from them. Lepoiran, if your loan is due, you're not allowed to pay back the loan. If the loan is due, you're not allowed to pay the loan 3 days before. Make arrangements to make sure that the loan is paid more than 4 days before the holiday. Or if you have no obligation to pay the loan until after the holiday, do not pay them. Do not make an early payment before the holiday. Wait to pay them until the loan is due. Do not pay back a loan. Pay off a debt 3 days before their holiday.
So even if it's due?
Well, no. That's a very good shaila. Maybe let's assume, for the sake of simplicity, that the loan is not due, or even if it
is due, you gotta pay.
Even if it is due, so you should make sure you do it before it's due. If it's due, l'chor, you have to pay back because of chil Hashem.
Yeah.
These are takonis derabanan. These are not din deraisa. Chil Hashem is din deraisa. V'lis chal Hashem kachi. You're not allowed to chal Hashem's name.
A person. If there's chil Hashem by goy.
What? Is your chil Hashem? What? Chil by goy? What are you talking about? If you, that's ig chil Hashem. Chil Hashem, I shouldn't say that.
I grew up not
like the main Chil Hashem.
You and Hashem. Rabbi right.
Jews.
He's right.
Between
the Jews
and you and Hashem. Chil Hashem is even if you're in the basement, if you're in the sub to 10 to 10
that's
floors.
100%, that's 100%.
Until any time. But there's another thing that says the first day that this Chari Chadon is any time. There is a Chil Hashem. But there is another madreik of Chil Hashem that is very severe. It's Be'enei Ha'amim. There are many psukim like this. I remember the pasuk of Chil Hashem in front of the Goyim. That's an oichri Chil Hashem. If you owe money to a Goy and the loan is due the day before the holiday, so if you have not, you have the money has not yet come. I'm just assuming now that if the money has not come into your possession until that very day, you have to give the money back. L'chayra, the Chil Hashem of not paying the Goy back the money and the debt, the loan on time, L'chayra is greater than the takon of not to cause them to be lifnei iver, that they should go.
Besides Chil Hashem, least with Yidden, and I don't know, this may apply to Goyim too, there's an Indian law, sinel delos with an elavin, meaning if you don't pay back on time,
exactly,
no one's going to lend you money.
So paying back a loan on time is a davar chomer ad ma'oid, especially when it comes to a guy. So what then does it mean? It means that if the loan is due the day before the holiday, and you have the money in the bank, so make sure you see to it to pay the money, 3 days before. If anyway I have the money in the bank, and it's just my nature not to pay until the very last minute, so go out of your way to pay the loan. Pay the
early.
Loan 4 days early. Pay the loan so there's no, or don't make the loan to begin with. You make the loan, make the calendar. Make it on the calendar. When is the loan due? The loan is due, so do not allow that the due date should be the day before. You have to plan ahead. Gotta plan ahead. But let's
say, Hashem.
Yeah.
You can't have it. You're
right, Gvaldik, absolutely.
Not a given.
Okay, Vaita. Leporon, Leporon, Mehem, and you're not allowed to demand payment. Now, that's the most cash, you're not allowed to demand payment. I want you, the loan is due. I have a document which says you owe me money. I'm going to go to the guy and shter his yomtiv. I'm going to go with the guy. You owe me $1 million, and you go to him erev yomtiv, erev his yomtiv, the day before his festival, his aid. You go. You owe me $1 million. Oy gval, so he's going to have such agvas nefesh, the guy. He has to pay back the loan the day before his holiday, so I'm ruining his holiday.
What's this?
So you would think
in a way, it could also be relief because
it's relief,
exactly. Off the loan.
So you would think that it is forbidden, that it's permitted. It is permitted for me to go to the non-Jew the day before the holiday and say, "Sir, you owe me the money. I want the money because you're going to cause him grief." The Mishnah says, "No, you're not allowed to force him to pay the loan the day before that because he will then, in retrospect, later on, will say, oh, now I see that my idol was gamzu l'toyva." Because now that I've paid off my debt, I have relief. So a guy, so you're not allowed to force a non-Jew to pay you off the loan the day before his holiday, even though at this moment in time it would be grief, because he will later, in hindsight, attribute that grief to really a blessing in disguise. Isn't that a powerful limit? A Muslim, if even a guy has the koyach to be makir, a blessing in disguise, al achas kama v'kama for us, who are maminim in the Ribbono Shel Olam, we should be able to be recognized that everything is a blessing in disguise. Easier said than done. Weiter. V'lefroya mehen. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Nifram, he disagrees. Nifram mehen, you're allowed to go and demand payment. He disagrees. You can't go, right? The nation made Sarahu love because you're causing the non-Jew pain. You're causing him pain.
You're not worried about later on.
He attributes this as a success. So what is the essence of the machlokes between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon? The machlokes says, is a guy so sophisticated to have the hakara to be makir retroactively was a blessing in disguise?
So machlokes is Messias. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not going to happen. Later.
It's, I don't know what's Messias.
Normally we think of Yidden thinking more long-term, Goyim thinking more short-term.
Not necessarily. All the big guys make a lot of money in the stock market. A lot of them are very, the people in the stock market crash, which year was when a major crash, the 4Ks. Recently.
2008.
2008. So people, mamish, going, losing their minds. People commit suicides happened that time. People lost their whole retirement pension. Anyone who just said, okay, you know what, let's just, as I still, keep the money in the stock market, don't worry. And they kept the money there. Now they're millionaires. Mamish, multimillionaires now. Unbelievable. And those people who went to a panic and right away just went out, they're paupers. They lost everything. So it goes to show there is something to it. Who you have to have the patience, have the emunah, who knows. But you see, there's a machlekes when you deal with people. This is not a machlekes, there's a machlekes in psychology. How does a guy, when he looks at an event, does he have the koyach by a yid? You tell me the word. Hakaram yilum afreya lo yotza. He's only there, but you have to be able to be makir that everything that happens in this world is l'toiv. Gam zu l'toiva. Kol dov rachmanu l'tava. Is a guy have that koyach, and the guy is going to attribute that to the avodah zarah. So we say the guy is going to take that koyach of kol man dov rachmanu l'tava and to take and hijack that concept and apply it to his avodah zarah. That's the Shaila. According to the Chachamim, yes, the Chachamim, a very high opinion of man, of a non-Jew.
Yeah, but even according to the Chachamim, he's Meitzer now, he's going to be Sameach Lachazman.
Exactly.
The Chayrit should cancel each other out.
No, doesn't cancel. Hayiluchud v'hayiluchud. The fact of the Simcha, Hayiluchud v'hayiluchud.
So you end up, according to the Chachamim,
yes,
they hold that you're not
You're not.
The Chum hold that it's also. Why? Because even though now he would have tzar, the simcha later on
is stronger.
Ganz Yar Freilich. Okay, the Yom Tov is not just on the 25th of December. In the middle of the summer, we'll look back in hindsight. Oh, right. It's like Reagan. Reagan had surgery and he came out and he said it's Ikratzmach in August. Right? Isn't that what he said? That was his famous line.
He said,
you remember that?
I hope you're not a Democrat.
You remember that? Remember that line?
No.
You don't remember that line? You weren't born yet. Youngster. You remember that?
I remember that saying.
They took out the tube. He had people who have surgery. They used to put in the old days a tube in their nose. They used to put a tube in their nose, and it's torture. They don't do it anymore. So when they took out that tube, right, because they shot him, he died.
Yeah.
He said the Simcha Sachayim that he has, that they took out the tube,
gave him such
Simcha Sachayim, the tzar of having that tube when they're doing surgery. He said it's like Kratzmuch in the summer.
Wow.
Sorry. So it's a famous line. I remember this. So Mimela, you see from that is that the Simcha, the Eid, the Simcha is such a the Yom Tov is such a starker Yom Tov when later on they have Simcha later on in the year, they attribute all the way back Limafreya. So this, even though now I'm going to demand payment, and now he's going to have tsar later when he's come taxes, and he can write it off. He doesn't have to deal with the whole issue of having the loan on his head. Gval de simcha.
And the problem is they're going to attribute this simcha
to the avodah zarah.
Exactly. The avodah zarah brought this.
Exactly. That's why it's aser. So therefore, this is the Mishnah. Are you allowed to force a non-Jew to pay off his debts the day within 3 days of the festival, his eighth of his festival? Now let's look at Rav Shmuel. We have machlekes negirsa. And the Gersa touched upon the yisoid of the whole Masechta. Rav Shmuel, Cha Tani, one learns, Tani, Eidehen is look, the way we have in our Mishnah. The our Mishnah is an Aleph. Aleph Yudalit. The word Eid means a tragedy. A tragedy. So it's a euphemism. The day that the guy celebrates, when he thinks he's celebrating, the truth is it's a tragedy that he's been brainwashed to believe in a false god. So that's called an eid, aleph yud dalet, and then the plural is the suffix yud hey nun. The suffix that means the plural, or the possessive form. Rav Shmuel Chad Amar Eidehen, the girsa is with an aleph. Chad Tani one learns Chad Tani Eidehen. Chad Tani Eidehen with an ayin means a witness, testimony. To testify. And this is a very, very fascinating concept, which means that when Mashiach will come, the Yom Hadin HaGadol, the Avodah Zarah itself will be given life. Do you believe this, I think? And will come to testify against the worshipper. So the Gemara says, the Ferish Gemara, the Avodah Zarah will come to testify against the worshipper. You shaita, you bow down to me, I'm a piece of wood. You bow down to me, guilty. If the person, this non-Jew, this pagan, will come and say, I didn't do anything wrong, I didn't worship an idol. So the object, the getchka, the idol itself will come forward and will say, fool, what are you talking about? You bow down to me. It will be, give life. Today, what is our avodah zarah? Smartphone. Everything you click on the smartphone is recorded in the cloud. And all the records,
money yours,
cookies,
is the way
cookies, all the records, cookies, nothing. Actually, the grace will the cookies.
They say money yours, money.
Everything, money. Avada.
Chazal already said money.
Ah, God, we trust. This says the Farish. Says the Farish on the dollar bill. Who is God? This is the dollar bill. Yeah. I have two. I get this. All the hold on. One hand I got the wild. The other hand I got the smartphone. I'm mesuvah mitzvahs. Geralda. Think I'm joking? Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, Eidim means a testimony, witnesses. Man the Tani Eidim with an Aleph loy mishtabish. He's not mistaken. It's correct. Uman the Tani Eidim loy mishtabish. Elu vi elu divrei Elokim. Chaim is no mistake. Man the Tani Eidim with an Aleph Eidim loy mishtabish. He's not making mistakes. Since it says in the pasuk, Ki kod of Yom Eidom, the day of their tragedy is near. The day of their destruction is near. So you see, in the context of the Torah, the word Eidim means destruction. So Mamele, it's a euphemism. If a person is going to bow down to an idol, you're going to celebrate the idol. It's a tragedy for you and for the people. With an ayin, this pasuk, the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion of what exactly is the true meaning of this pasuk. The Gemara right now is going to suggest it means avodah zarah. Yitnu edehen v'yitztaku. It's Hashem is mocking the non-Jews. Let their witnesses come forward. Avodah zarah. Avodah zarah. Let the witnesses of these idols, these idolaters, come forward v'yitztaku, and let them justify themselves. Now, what does this mean exactly? Rashi explains it a little bit more of the hashtasal kedaita. Right now, the Gemara is going to be mafalpel with the meaning of this pasuk, with the meaning of this pasuk in Yeshaya.
Which Rashi?
Rashi, the second Rashi. Rashi, yeah. Remember, yidnoi deim hashtasal kedaita debe oved koychavim ksif. The pasuk over here is the subject of the verse is idolatry. The atmuei matma, and the pasuk is a rhetorical statement. What do we mean? Yitnu oived koychavim et yitnu oivdei koychavim edehen. Let the non-Jews bring testimony. What does that mean? Yavahu avoidas koychavim sheavdu v'yidu aleim v'yatztikum. Do the goyim think that the idols are going to come and declare them righteous?
Well, that makes more sense than what we were saying before. Before, I thought you were saying the Avodah Zarah is actually going to come and be made.
Right, that's what they are. Right,
but the Avodah Zarah don't speak, and we're not going to give them the Kayach to speak.
Right, all right. So they're saying it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So the Gemara is going to change it around in a moment. But right now, the Gemara here is coming to suggest that the subject of this person is discussing idols, idolatry. And the pasuk is mocking them and is saying, will the idols come in the next world and go and testify that these people are righteous people, they're good people? Adarabba, the pasuk really means the idols will come and testify that they were shoyim, that these people, they're fools, they're pagans, they bow down. So what do we learn from this pasuk? The word, the pasuk is mocking the non-Jews, mocking the non-Jews, and it's saying, we're calling an idol a witness. An idol, they're bowing down to these objects, and we, from our perspective, when we see them bow down to an idol, we say that idol is your witness.
We're saying like a bit, like a
bitmia. Yitnu edehen v'yitztaku, will their witnesses
say that they were correct in
what they have done? Will that happen? Just the opposite. The witnesses will come forward and declare they're guilty. It's a rhetorical question. Will they come forward and declare their righteousness? Ridiculous. Of course they're not going to come forward.
I thought they're not going to come at all because, they don't talk.
Oh, so we're saying they do talk. The question is what they're going to say. If this pasuk means refers to an idol, the Gemara at the end is going to reject this whole. They're now referring to a god. We're referring to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara and the Hamin, but every Hamin is also emes. Every Hamin in the Gemara, Chazal Hamin is saying that it is certainly in Divrei Agada. Every Havamina is a kernel of truth.
That's the reason why the Chassidim
on Purim 16 and 17, you don't say Tachnun on day 16 and 17 of Adar, because there was a Havamina in the Gemara that we should be able to read the Megillah on day 16, day 17. So because it's a Havamina, it's MS. So maybe it's good enough not to say Tachnun. I could also study the Brooklyn Bridge if you would like. I take it back. I shouldn't have said that. That was a mistake.
I didn't chop what you were
good,
saying about the
good,
bridge.
Good, Baruch Hashem. Good.
You gotta cross the bridge from Manhattan to Williamsburg.
All I know is that in New York City are five boroughs. There's Flatbush, Borough Park, Muncie, Lakewood, and Monroe. These are the five boroughs.
Boy, the Zorro's already getting to you.
No, let's go.
Weiter. Kol litzenusa asira, mibal litzenusa da avodis kechavim. Avoy the Zorro, you're allowed to make litzanis. You hear me? So the avoy the Zorro. Weiter. Yidnu edehen v'yitztaku. So therefore, what do we see from this? The word aid means a witness. And the moral you're saying, this was the thing, and avoy the Zorro, an object of worship, is going to come and testify against that human being in the future what he has done. Frech the Gemara. Now the Gemara wants to understand, why does each opinion disagree? Why does he reject the other man? The man, the one that's with an A dehen with an aleph. My time loytoni A dehen. Omar lecha. So he will answer you. Tavra adif. My pasuk is better because my pasuk says it's a churban. I'm a more advanced. What happens? The avodah zara, according to the avodah zara, is called a witness. That's just the first part of the process of judgment. There are witnesses, then the judges have to deliberate, and then there has to be a verdict, and then after the verdict you have to carry out punishment. The aid, a witness, is the earliest step in judgment. witnesses testify, the judges have to listen, they have to deliberate, they have to paskin, then they have to tell the court officer to punish the person. That's a witness.
So therefore what?
What is the word aid? What does aid mean? With an aleph? With an aleph?
Destruction.
Aid, destruction. We're up to the penalty phase. The penalty phase. The guy's already being punished. The day of their destruction.
What does the destruction have to do with their
it's a holiday? Euphemism. It says the second word of the Mishnah, the Lefnei Eide, before their festival.
So we're not going to call it a Yontif. We're going to call it their destruction.
Destruction. We're already way ahead of the game. We're already way ahead. The day of their destruction. Because they're worshiping an idol. They're worshiping an idol. What's going to happen to them at the end of the end of, at the, after the whole process is over? They're going to be destroyed. So the word Eidehen alludes to, it's a euphemism, the day that they're celebrating, they're dancing in the streets, they're celebrating, is really the day of their destruction.
According to Rashi's pshat, that they're not going to come and they're not going to be made. It's a bit me of...
That's the second opinion. That's the ayin. That's the ayin.
I know, but I'm saying...
Ayin means...
No, but we're trying to explain why the one who learns with an aleph, not with an
aleph. Why is it better? Why is it better?
So why is it better?
Because the word Eidehen already refers, it alludes to their destruction.
And therefore?
And therefore, that's the goal.
So therefore, the aleph is already destruction.
Right.
Okay.
What does it mean when you say, how do you translate the words? Glifnei Eidehen, the day it means the fact that they're festival, but it's a euphemism. That's not what it means, the day of destruction.
We're calling it destruction.
No, that's what it means.
Oh.
It means, so while we're calling their festival the day of destruction, they call it whatever, Katznach. We call it Eidehen. We call it the day of, in English, you call it whatever you call it, we call it the today's day of your destruction. That's what, you say that to a guy, he'll kill you. He'll get very insulted. We'll be my destruction. And so that's already that's the gemar. That means for what you have done, the day is gonna come when you're gonna be obliterated. According to the other interpretation with an ayin, I'm not telling you you're gonna be obliterated. I'm telling you, what you're doing now is wrong, and this object is going to bear witness against what you have done, and that's gonna begin a long process. Which will ultimately result in your destruction.
But the Mishnah says Eidehen with an aleph, yeah?
Oh, so that's...
And then it says Chatani Eidehen with an ayin. So
yes, so Einachnami, our Mishnah has already chosen sides. Einachnami is a very good kash. Basically, what he was telling us is that, you know, in the ancient times, they didn't have parentheses and different rings and things on the side. You only have that much space to write one word. It says the Mishnah chose sides with an aleph. The Gemara is coming to tell us it's not necessarily accurate. It's, it can not really, maybe you're right, that's one opinion, but there's another thing, this is an ayin. Why does the man deal with an ayin, if not like on the ayin? So you're missing the Murray Dicky aside. The aside is cut to the chase. Where are we going over here with this? What's the goal? The goal is Chorban. So let's talk about their Chorban. Well, if you go an ayin, you're dealing with testimony, that's the beginning. It's mamish mi kotze ela kotze, from extreme to extreme. Wow, what do you got over here? This is a Gemara?
Yes.
They have illustrations?
Yeah.
They have our smartphones too also?
Android?
iPhone? Vita. So this is Mandiaton Eden next one. No, this is Tavra Odif. Okay, three lines down. Tavra, their destruction is preferred. Man the tani a day hen with an ayin. My time a loy tani a day hen with an aleph. Amalcha, he will answer you. Man ko gorim luhu tavra. No, adrab. I hold the ikur is justice. You just can't destroy a person just arbitrarily. You have to go, and there has to be justice. Even when it comes to other souls, different. We want the testimony. We want the objects to come in the next world and to stand up and speak and testify what the person has done. Eidus shehiidu bi'atzman, the testimony that they're going to testify against themselves. In this context, means that the idol is going to testify against themselves.
Which doesn't stem with Rashi.
It's an expression. It's not a kasha. It's not. That's what Rashi means. It means when they go bow down to the idol, the idol.
Although it's a bit meyad, they're going to come and be meyad.
That's what it means. I know v'yitztaku. V'yitztaku means they're going to come and test whether they're a tzaddik. It's just the opposite. They're going to come and test whether they're a rasha. It's a self-understood, it's a rhetorical question. Are the idols going to stand up and testify that this person is a tzaddik? Of course not. The idol will stand up and testify that he's a rasha.
Yeah.
And it's a rasha. So the word aid means testimony. Therefore, eidus adif. It's a meridikus machlekes here in the first Mishnah. Are we referring to the end result, or are we referring to the very, very beginning, the very beginning in the process of avodah zarah? This is the yisur of the mesechta. Do we look at the psychological technique of why, when you try to tell a person what you're doing is wrong in life, your approach is wrong? Should you go and should you focus on where he's going to end up? or should you tackle the problem by telling him from the very beginning, showing him the sharoshim of why it's no good?
Yeah.
Now, the words, we got a problem. We got a big problem. You're telling me that what Eidah means testimony. And it's all based upon the pasuk of Yitnu Eidehen V'Yitztaku. And you're telling me this refers to a non-Jew. A non-Jew. That a non-Jew, will his idol come and testify that he is a tzaddik? Of course, that the idol will come and testify that he's a Rasha. But guess what? That's not what the pasuk means. You have to go to a shir and sefer Yeshaya and learn that the word Eidehen in this pasuk, the subject of this pasuk, is Klal Yisrael, not the Umma Yisrael. Now we're going to launch into a massive Agadah. We'll go very, very quick because it's very famous. You know this already. You know this already. Come on, Malpeh. It says about this refers to a Yisrael. The Amar Rebbe Yehoshua ben Lakish. Kol mitzvah she Yisrael oisim ben mazeh. Every mitzvah the person does in this world, the mitzvah itself will come and testify in the next
world.
Yitnu, the pasuk, the subject is the Klal Yisrael, Yitnu Eidehem, let their witnesses come forward, the Yitztaku, and declare Klal Yisrael to be righteous. Not a rhetorical statement. It's a statement.
The mitzvah.
Yeah, so, they're learning another drusha.
The lul of an asterisk.
They're learning another drusha. They can also refer to the...
Not another. Call. So the Gemara over here is very, very... The Gemara over here is very... We don't want to go say elu v'elu. The Gemara over here is very tough. The Gemara is very possessive. Yeah. If you're learning Klal Yisrael, it's not the Goyim. I guess they're so extreme. Deal with extremes. You don't want to go mikatz l'katz. You want to hold on to only Klal Yisrael. So elu Yisrael... Then now that we didn't say the end of the pasuk says Yishmu v'yoymu emes. This is very important for the next Daf Gemara, and they will listen and they will declare. They will say emes. Who's this? Who is going to say that the testimony is true? Going to validate the testimony? The goyim. The goyim are going to say, even when we tried to torture them, the gas chambers. Look what they did. They were moitzer nefesh to eat matzahs. They were moitzer nefesh to daven, to wear tefillin in the worst conditions. The goyim that are shom harum yimach shemam v'zichram, who should go into the ershachas and the din is the din. The nor of Chubin.
Not the show.
They are. They themselves are going to have to be taken out. They're going to have to be taken out and come and testify that Klal Yisrael was most nefesh through the midst of the most dire circumstances. Yishmu v'yom remes. Elu oiv dekachavim. So therefore, how can you tell me the makor for Eidehem?
So the Yitzchak was going on who?
The Klal Yisrael. The witnesses. And the witnesses will declare Klal Yisrael to be tzaddikim.
And who are the witnesses here?
The mitzvahs.
So now we're saying it's God by the Kochavim or something.
That's the next part. The guy will validate the lul of an Eshuk. Two witnesses really
say. The guy will validate.
They form it. They're going to say that this Yid took me as a mitzvah. And the goyim are going to be watching the lul of an Eshuk talk and say, this Yid, he went and he took me and he shook me and he made a bracha with kavan and he shook me.
And what are the words that show that the goyim are going to be validated?
The next words, the yishmu, who's going to listen? That's part of the pasuk. And the goyim are going to listen to the lul of an Eshuk talk and say that the Yid, he took the lul of an Eshuk, and they're going to say, that's taka true.
Doesn't mean talk, I mean...
They're going to validate. They're going to be honest. Elu avicham elu. So therefore back with the kasha. So therefore we have rejected a dehen with an ayin cannot come from this pasuk. Yes. This cannot be the source that the festival of worshiping an idol is called an aid with an ayin. Yeah. So now we're back to square one. Elo meravchuna b'mered rav Yeshua mandi yomai a dehen mehocha naya pasuk. A pasuk in Yeshaya. Ochlam Pishaya. Just go one more parak ahead. Yitzrei Pesel, the creators, the craftsmen of idols, those who make the smartphones, go there to Malaysia and go there all over the world. Kulam Tohu. They're all going to be in a state of shock. They're all going to be in a state of shock. How they failed to fool everyone. They're going to be in a state of shock of how foolish they were in spending all their resource and time to make these crazy things. V'chamudehem, these objects which are chamud.
Precious.
Precious, delicious. The smartphone, you live the whole day in it. V'chamudehem, bal yailu, it's not going to help people one bit. You think you're advancing further in this world by having a smartphone? You're making a foolish mistake. V'edehem hema. And this pasuk, these objects themselves will bear testimony to the foolishness of the people who bow down to them and worship them. So in this pasuk, the same idea, we have not deviated from our understanding that the object of Avodah Zarah is even a better pasuk. The pasuk itself is even better, because the pasuk explicitly says that the avodah zarah itself will bear witness, will say testimony, and in this testimony, the creators who have created these things, they will be in a state of shock of how foolish they were, and how foolish the people, the followers who purchased and bowed down to these things. And the Gemara over here says, that's it. The Gemara says, this pasuk is solid as gold. There's no need to deviate. This pasuk is clear. This is the Makar. So the bottom line is, we have Machlokes.
So now we're replacing the Mishnah with an Ayin?
No, we're the Shita. Now the Man de Omar that says, it's Machlokes Ram, we don't know who says what. The Man de Omar that says, A Dehen with an Ayin,
yeah.
He has the Makar. The Makar is the Edehem Hema. They, the idol. The idol itself will bear, are the witnesses against, in the court of law, Hashem's court of law, that these people have bowed down to it. Mm-hmm. And the beginning of the pasuk talks about the idols, the Yoytre Pesel, the creators, the crafts, those who create the idols, in other words, the people that promote this idolatry, Kulam, all of them Tohu, they will all be in a state of bewilderment. When the Yoim Hadin HaGadol, Ani Hashem, like Ani Yosef, all the brothers were in a state of bewilderment. Tohu, when they will be shocked with the reality of how foolish and stupid they were to promote Avodah Zarah, they will be in shock. And in this world, even until that point in time, all these objects which are chomud in the eyes of the Hamoinam, it's not going to help you one bit. It's not going to help you succeed. Success comes from Hashem. It does not come from the latest edition, the latest version. It's not going to make it any of a lollipop and all the different versions. And these objects will be the source of testimony against the people, the worshippers. So it's clear as day that what Eid means a witness. The bottom line is, it says in the Mishnah, Lifnei Eidehen Shel Oivikach. What is the correct girsa? Is the girsa with an aleph? Is the girsa with an ayin? If it's with an aleph, it means churban. Then a day of celebrating an idol is a day of churban. According to the Mandem, it means a day that it's a day. This day itself, what you do on this day, the day will come back to haunt you. Yeah. Will come back to haunt you to testify against you in the court of law. It's a sadistic machlokes.
Are we referring to it? Adifa.
What is Adifa?
That's Lashon Gemara before. Hilchach Eidos Adifa.
The other man is Tavra Adifa. Tavra Adifa.
No, but we're going with Eidos now, no?
Well, we have two different opinions.
Yeah, I'm talking in the opinion we're learning now.
Right. There's a Machlokes. Either it's with an Aleph or with an Ayin. If it's an Aleph, we have a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki Koroi V'yoim Eidom. And if you learn with an Ayin, the Maskana is V'Eidehem Hema. And we have two different opinions. And there's a fundamental Machlokes of the beginning or the end. It's a very big Machlokes.
Right.
I remember correctly, and someone says that the Machlokes in Rashi and Tais, which we started with today,
yeah.
What's the reason why you're not engaged in business with a guy? Is it because they'll give Hoida, or is it because Takroives Avoidas Kechavim? The Machlokes, Rashi and Tais is totally Be'ikr. Is it the Aleph or the Ayin? If you learn it's a day of Churban, it's a day of Churban. So the Churban is I think the Hoida. What is the Churban? Okay, yeah, I don't know. I have to think about it. Remember,
if it's not Hodah, so what's the other explanation?
Takroides, offering sacrifices. Whatever you're going to sell them, will be offered as a sacrifice. So that's the shot.
No, you're right.
That's what the Aleph.
Churban is the thanking.
The sacrifice.
And the Eidos is the Avodah Zarah. I'm bringing an offering.
It's Churban. I have a beautiful animal. I sell it to them. And what happens to the animal? The animal is destroyed. The animal is waste. Avodah Zarah brings to this world Churban now in this world. What do they do? They offer their children, Moilach. They take potential, the greatest bracha that Hashem puts into this world, children, animals.
I think certain of the Avodah Zarah, not all.
Moilach. Paro, Kolabena, Yilal, Artash, Lichu, Avodah Zarah. That was the Navut to the Nile.
Egyptology.
Why did he throw into the Nile? It was an Avodah Zarah.
Really? That was any other ritual?
That's what they say. It's a ritual. But what is Avodah Zarah? They take the best this world has to offer and they destroy it. Tavra. Hoidah is a Gvald Gazach.
So if you do business with them, how does that come to Tikrovus? What are they going to do with it?
If you sell them an animal 3 days before their festival, they're going to take the animal, they're going to offer it as a sacrifice.
Yeah, but there's only one problem.
What's the problem?
The rest of the Mishnah was talks about Hava. There's no Mamashis there.
Go with the deals with that issue. He talks about that. That's the issue. That's the, but that doesn't matter. Taisvist says to Tikrovus, That fits into Tavra, because it's the Churban is mamish right now. When they offer sacrifice to the gods, they're taking the bracha that Hashem has given them in this world, and they're destroying it. If you learn Hoidah, Hoidah tak is a good azach, to be makir tov, to give Hoidah. But they're fooled, because they're giving Hoidah to the wrong, to the instead of Ribbono Shel Olam, they're giving Hoidah to their misplaced gratitude. So this is testimony. This testimony against you, that what you've done is a foolish thing. So this Mahalach, Machlekes, Rashi and Taisis is very well into the Machlekes. Is it with an Aleph or is it with an Ayin? Good word? Weiter. Next Gemara. Now we go to Agada. We're going very, very fast. Okay, we have 15 minutes. Don't stop me. Is the chek is the lap, or is the bosom? What's called the chek? Pashas is the bosom on the heart. The oimer and the Hashem will say to the ganze vel me sheosak bo yava vital sechora. This is happening right now in the veld. Hashem says, whoever was oisak in Torah, come take your reward. Miyad, immediately, who comes to claim credit? The ganze oilam, the goyim, make a line up first. Miskamsim boim oivde koichav bi ervuvia. They all come in a state of confusion. Okay, they're not mechabit. Like Avuvia was Yahweh, and they come to Moshe Rabbeinu with Korach, the Ketanim, they push the elders, everyone's pushing and shoving. Shedemar Kol HaGoyim, Nikvitsu Yachtov, they're all going to gather together. Yachtov means Yachtov, there's going to be no covenant, no respect for the elder, everyone's going to be stepping on one upon another. And that's a sin of Nuvok that they don't belong there. So Amalachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Dikansu Lefanai Bir Avuvia. Hashem says, let's have some order here, everyone line up, I don't want to have over here, no pushing, no shoving. Everyone should Ella Tikanes call Uma Uma. Everyone should come together called Uma the Uma the Seifrech and all of its Chachamim Shenemar Vayosu Leumim, and they gathered according to their nations. The Ein Leoim El Malchus. The word Leoim, their kingdoms. The word Leoim means a kingdom. Where do you find the car for this? You find this by Yaakov and Yaakov Esav. The of shame. Shame said, Doireish, as Hashem said, one nation will be superior to the other. Kishe Zekom, Ze Neufel. Umi Ika, Irvuvia, Kame, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Is there a mixture by Hakadosh Baruch Hu? He knows everything. Hashkacha Pratis. This is Murdiki, you said this is Mashma, that is even called Hashkacha Pratis by a Goy. So this is because of here it says that Hashem knows every single individual. Hashem is knowing with every single person in Yisrael. So even though everyone is coming all gathered together, why is Hashem saying Yabir Vuvia? Hashem knows every single dot, every single person. Even by Goyim. So you see there's a
different type of Hashgacha.
But there's still Hashgacha.
Ramchal talks about
there's
it.
There's still such thing over here. Ella Kihechi, you cannot ignore this only deal that Sugya of Hashgacha Pratis by Goyim. El lucky hechi deloy leirvu inhu b'hadigadi. The lishmu ma da'amalu. No, it's not for me. I don't need. I know everything. I want you. A guy is not himself going to pay attention, understand what I'm saying, unless you yourself you organize yourself into groups of your own nation. Hashem doesn't need the need for everyone to be in a separate group is for the purpose of you, not for my purpose. Because if you all be in one big group, you're not able to pay attention. Miat. Nichnasol the fun of Malchus Raimi. See, we live in America. You know what I'm saying? How relevant this tomorrow is, because it's never in the history of the world such a thing like America, where it's a nation of immigrants. The whole United States of America is one big Irvuvia. It's a nation of immigrants.
Very hot topic right now.
It's a nation of immigrants. Wall, Mexico. How can Trump go and throw out people, not let people come to this country? Where did Trump himself come from? Trump himself is an ankle of an immigrant. Everyone's an immigrant. Everyone, the whole Gantz America, it's one big melting pot. It's a Medina of Irvuvia. And when the America is the biggest market, they know how much money they give to Eretz Yisrael, this morning show, they're going to be Tevea. And Hashem's going to say, before you Tevea, I want everyone in the country to divide themselves up into the Mishorashim, where you come from. Mishorashim. This is very Tivavard over here, Irvuvia. What's the more dwelling upon Irvuvia? It's no Gehel Machal Amaisa. America is Irvuvia today. All the other nations are not Irvuvia. Mexico, they're not Irvuvia. All the other countries. Everyone's trying to get out of those countries to come to a place of Ashiras. This is the country of the ultimate Irvuvia.
Right. The Golden Medina.
Nichnasal the fund of Malchus Rome. So first comes Rome, Tehillah. They come now. Why are they in Chashiv? Why do they come first? Why does Rome come first? Because they're Chashiv.
What makes them chashiv?
We'll see, because this is the vision of Daniel. Daniel saw Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and in the dream he saw four creatures. and the fourth creature was Rome. The citizens of the pasuk vatechal kol ara, that this creature, which refers to Rome, it consumed vatechal kol ara, it ate up the whole earth. This usidushine, it crushed it. This sad vikine, two words which mean the same thing. It pulverized and crushed the entire world. This creature in this dream, the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, he saw a dream of four different creatures. Mm-hmm. The fourth creature
was Rome.
And
that makes
and
you crushing the world.
The power. Power is what makes you chush in terms of time. If you have power,
most powerful,
powerful power makes you chush. Amar Biyachnam, Zoromi Chayaves. The guilty Rome. The Rome that's guilty. This beautiful expression, Rome. We don't even call it Rome. There's always a Shem Levi. The guilty Rome. They're a Shem. Why are they guilty? They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Anyone who chatters with the Yidden is in trouble. Who else?
They're the
only one. The Babylonians, the Kastim, the whole nation. Babylon, the Kastim. They're the only ones. Babel destroyed, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Bais Rishon, and Rome destroyed the Bais Sheni. So they are the guilty ones. The other nations are not as guilty.
But I'm saying Nebuchadnezzar is.
Babel! Nebuchadnezzar, that's right. No, that's Babel!
Yeah, but I'm saying he's saying Rome is the most.
So the Gemara is in Yitzchakasha. Very good. Because they only lasted for 70 years, and Rome is already going on for how long? 2,000 years.
Rome
is
not around anymore.
Rome,
I asked the same
Rome
Catholic
is still called Rome. We're now Malgolus Edoim.
Because they have the same
Mahalach, Vashkof, ideology.
I asked the same
ideology.
Then.
The ganze Welt is now in the
Beshut
of Rome, transitioning into Yishmael. Rome / Yishmael. Right, enough now. I'm going to Rome. The guilty Rome, Shetiva, his Shetiva, her nature. We'll call it her ideology. Her ideology. Western civilization. When we know Lon, how do we know Lon demand the Choshev Ayil Beishas? Just because you're Choshev, you get to go first.
And we know, say, Achron, Achron, Chaviv.
Oh, the Chaviv, there's a Chilin in Chaviv and Choshev. Don't mix those two terms. How you only go first? The Melech of the Tzibor, we learn from Rosh Hashanah. On Yom HaDin, who is judged first in Shemaim? The Melech or the Tzibor? The Melech, Nichnas Tchil Din, the Melech is judged first in Shemaim and Rosh Hashanah. Why? Shnemar, La'asois Mishpat Avdoi, U Mishpat Amoy, Deva Yisrael, the Yisrael is Avdoi, Avdoi is the Melech. And Mishal Amoy Yisrael is then Klal Yisrael. Yeah. So therefore, and the time, what's the reason why the Melech goes first? The Melech is Mochoshev. Melech is the king. Mochoshev. My time of my Ibai say Malal Arich Arul.
The Melech over there.
The pasuk says David is speaking. David is the Melech Klal Yisrael. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Last is Mishal Avdai. David is the speaker. Mishal Amoy Yisrael. The time of why does the Melech go first? Ibai say Malal Arich Arul. The Melech Malal Kol Me'Avoy. It's not their cheres. The whole Klal Yisrael should go in for judgment. The Melech is in the waiting room and wait. Not their chariots to the Melech that's in the waiting room and wait for judgment when every whole Klal goes aside. Because Hashem gets angry when Klal Yisrael comes in. There's a lot of averus. Hashem gets angry. So therefore, we don't want David to come in after Hashem is angry. So let David go in when Hashem is not yet angry, and if Hashem judges him favorably, and then Klal Yisrael comes in, and then there's trouble. Man Malke Rabbanon. Talmidei Chachamim. This halacha applies even though there's not even a Melech. Doesn't apply to the prime minister. It applies to who's the Melech Bizman Azeh. Talmidei Chachamim. So if you're a Talmud Chacham, so you have the advantage that in Rosh Hashanah, the Talmidei Chacham are judged first. And that is a very great advantage. Number one, they don't have to wait. Number two, that Hashem is not angry. It's a much easier judgment. If a person is a Talmud Chacham, he's Nichlal in the Melech Vitzibor, Melech Nido in Techila, so that Mikame Dileipush Charoin Af. So Maila, right?
What is this Leibush Charoin Af?
Hashem gets angry. The angry Leibush means gets more.
So Chaitzol is going to get the problem.
What?
Chaitzol, Hashem will be angry for them.
But at least the Rabbanon, they escape the wrath. Amalechem Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'may asak them. So now the Goyim come. They say that. So if Rome comes first. So Rome knew, what do you want? What do you? I've made an announcement. Whoever was Isaac in Torah, whoever was Isaac in Torah, come receive its reward. Rome is on the line first. Rome is the most chashuv, and Rome wants reward for being Isaac in Torah. What is Isaac in Torah? Hashem says, explain to me what you mean. What do you mean? You don't daf yomi. What does it mean that Rome is Isaac in Torah? We made many markets. We made many beth houses. We've increased wealth in the world. There's no joke. Look at the Medina Shal Chesed we have in Bezman Azeh. All because of Kofa Klal Yisrael. We're Isaac in Torah. Kol Masha Asisim Lutzach Atzachem Asisim. Don't give me these lies. It's Taka true that Klal Yisrael did indeed the right benefit, but that was not your kavana. Your kavana was for your own benefit. Tatikantem Shavakim. You made markets. Lochay Shavakim Zaynais. He markets in order to put the zonis, and you can be do averis. Merchatzois la'adein lochem atzchem to delicacy, to in order to give yourself enjoyment. Kesev zav, kesev shalihu. What you made, you increase wealth in this world. It's my money. What this means needs to be discussed.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Everything is Hashem's.
And so what is why daf kesev zav? I don't know. Kesev is a shalihu. Shenemar liha kesev, liha zav. Nu'um Hashem tzvokas. Klum yesh bochem magid zois. Mag, is there anyone that can come and back up your claim? I'm telling you, you're guilty. Maybe you have someone that can say that you're innocent. What does that mean? Shnemar, mi b'chem yagid zois v'in zois el toira. Shnemar, v'zois hatoira asher samoshem yad yatzu b'pochi nefesh. They went out in despair. So Rome made an attempt to receive reward from the Eisek and Torah, and they were dismissed. Yotzei smalchus Rome, v'nichlus smalchus poras. Achanecha Persians. The Persians come in. My time why do chashiva b'ashra? They're the second most chashiv. Shedersev v'aro. Behold, aro means behold. Cheva acharei, a second creature in the vision, in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. Tanina, a second one. Damiel ledoiv, a bear, and the bear is paras. V'tani d'rabbi Yosef elu parasim shachum b'shoyt. They eat and they drink. Kidoiv umisubolim basar kidoiv. They have fat. Flesh is fat like a bear. Umagadlim serik, they have long hair like a doy. They ain't like a menucha like a doy. They have no menucha like a doy. Vamucha like a shmarchu. Bamai asaktim. Bamai mucha like a doy. The Ibn Shalom. Harbe gishonim and kashan. Many bridges. Harbe karachim kivash. We conquer many cities. Harbe milcham ois vasinu. The kulam lo yasin yolo. Bishul yisrol. Lama kadeh shisatsku b'toyro. Am lucham asa shmarchu. Mukom asha asisim. Lo yasuch atzcham asisim. Tikantem gishonim litvachem neches. Taxes. Krochim lasas mechem angaya. To people, soldiers, people that should be committed to the cause. Mulchamois, and I made the mulchamois. Shnemar, Hashem ish mulchamois, klum yeshka magid zois, shnemar, mi bukhen yagid zois, fein zizl toyo, shnemar, vizois ha toyo, Hashem somo, Hashem yad yotsu mulchamois, bifachin nefesh, they lost. Once the Paras saw that the Rome failed, so why did they think they'll be bigger Chachamim? Why did they think if they saw that the Rome failed, so why did Paras think they're going to be better? My time, I lay armor. They said, "Inu sashe beis hamidrash v'anan baninan." Very good reason why they thought they're going to succeed because the Romans destroyed the beis hamidrash.
That sounds like a pretty good tanya.
Who built the beis sheni? Koresh.
So that sounds like a pretty good tanya.
But the bottom line is, they were not good to us. The chayin l'chol umavuma, and after Rome and Paras, they come. Every nation lines up in the world. They lines up. Why do they think they can be better than nations? The gusare hanach ishtabdu b'bishol v'anan lo yishabanu b'bishol. We're better because we did not subjugate the Jewish people. Rome and Persians, the Baal Malchios, they subjugated Klal Yisrael. All they did not. So this, maybe they're going to fear better in. They're going to fear better. I'll stop over here tomorrow. Mir Tashan, pick it up.
We did not. Who was that referring to? Vanalo Shavarno. We did not subjugate them. Who was that referring to? Vana.
Paras.
A Paras.
Oh, no, the other, all the nations.
All the
other
nations.
All the
nations
in the world. They did not go Mishabed Klal
Yisrael.
We come out to the whole daf. We came to the plan. We come out to the bottom.
Yeah.